This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. Some time ago, I came across this article. It's entitled, Lisa's Story. It's a first-person account of a dedicated believer living under the old anti-God Soviet regime. Based on Romans 1 and verse 16, it challenges us in the 21st century to keep our commitments current for Jesus Christ our Lord. In her own words, Lisa writes what Lenin has done for you and your family. Of course, you will write that Lenin occupies the main place in your heart and that you love him very much. Lisa was a preacher's kid. Her father, Georgie Vins, was doing time in a Siberian prison for living out his faith. As her classmates began to write, Lisa prayed, "Oh God, what shall I do? Only you, Lord Jesus, are in my heart, not Lenin. If I write candidly about this, I will have many problems. What shall I do, Lord Jesus?" God brought to her recollection Romans 1 and verse 16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." Lisa began to write, "Lenin is a famous man, but he is only a man, not God. I love Jesus. My heart belongs to him, so there is no room in my heart for Lenin." When the class ended and the teacher read her report, Lisa was in trouble, but not with God. Soon her composition became the property of the Soviet secret police. It was read publicly in all the classrooms and discussed with all the students. In response, Lisa said these words, "I was so glad. Because of my composition, many people at school were hearing about Jesus and my love for him." Since the breakup of the Soviet Union, Lisa and her father returned to that school in Kiev, gave public witness to Christ in assemblies, and they've seen hundreds of students and teachers receive salvation because of Lisa's commitment to her faith. Christ said in Matthew 10, 32 and 33, that whoever confesses him publicly, he will confess in heaven. Whoever denies him before men, he will deny before his Father who is in heaven. This is the victory that overcomes the values of this world, even our faithfulness to Jesus Christ. 1 John 5 and verse 4. If we are ashamed of the gospel, are we ashamed to the gospel? God wants his followers to live in the power of his name. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, how's your commitment to Christ? Are you keeping your commitments current? Before your boss, your family members, and your fellow workers, is yours a Lisa's story?